I kept getting some intuition back in 1989, and I listened to it, and what followed from just listening to that intuition, noticing some coincidences, and wanting to serve the whole Soviet Union, I ended up on a trip to Russia that was one of the most phenomenal things that's ever happened to me in my life. Now, when I first heard that there was a chance that I could go, of course, once again, what I call my left brain, Jonelle, that left brain logic, said, there's no way you can afford to do this. There's no way you have the time to do this. There's all these obstacles. And once again, I chose to listen to my Silva training, to listen to that higher intelligence, intuition that was guiding me to go over there. And as it turned out, the 15 days that I was there, some absolutely phenomenal things happened in four major cities of the Soviet Union. I was actually able to just walk into public schools, and because I had an American accent, they were so excited, they would bring around the English interpreter, and they were taking me into classrooms. They were pulling in two and three other classrooms. I was speaking to 90 to 100 kids at a time, in giving them hope and giving them the Silva Systems techniques where they could actually learn how to go to level, make that connection with higher intelligence, know what it was that they should be doing, and start doing it. And not to look around them and be devastated by some of the situations that they would see around them. I didn't want them to be programmed by what they were seeing, but to be programmed by their dreams. And I had some intuition before I went over there, and I ended up calling this company, and I got 6,000 Happy Face stickers. And I took those 6,000 Happy Face stickers, and I put them everywhere all over Russia that I could. And I had a number of them left, and I'd give them to the students. And I just said, you know, if you will just take this Happy Face sticker, and you put it at eye level on your bathroom mirror, so that every morning when you are brushing your teeth, you will get a little symbol of the genius that you are and who you really are instead of who you've been programmed to be, and that's the way you should start your day. And I mean, they love those stickers. And I also took 400 little bears with American and Soviet flags and passed them out, and then another 400 bears for lapel pins that had the American flag. And I had all of these gifts that we use the Silva techniques for putting prosperity, for health, wealth, happiness, peace, harmony, love, light, security, success in career, success in family, success in relationships. And these, I guess it was about 1,000 gifts that I took over there that were not only programmed by me, but by every member of my congregation in Virginia Beach and by an entire Silva class at the World Convention, by something like 200 people who we put in a group prayer, we put in individual prayers, and then all the peace posters that I took with me, all that intelligence, all those beautiful happy vibrations. And those were the things that I spread out all over the Soviet Union. And everywhere I went, arms were wide open for me. One morning when we came down in Odessa from the hotel, it was like 9 degrees. It was snowing. We needed to get a cab, and every cab that went by was full, and we wanted to go to this one particular school where we were invited. The rest, we just walked in cold turkey. And so when the bus driver showed up, it was really weird because there was nobody on the bus. And when we got on, my friend, Marilyn Butler, who is an internationally known fabric artist, who actually won 2 times the peace banner that is now hanging in 2 different cities of Russia, showed him the address where we needed to go. And this Russian bus driver got off of his path and went around to the very front of the school where we needed to go to. And when we started to pay him, he would not take any money from us. And so at that point, I reached into my pocket and I pulled out a couple little bears and gave them to him. And he would just have tears in his eyes. He was just so excited that we were there. So we were doing something right, because the coincidences that happened over there, I believe, happened because of all the prayers and the programming and the expectation and the desire that we had to serve and just be citizens for diplomacy from two American mothers. And as a matter of fact, when we got back, one of the Odessa Evening News and the Task both sent articles back to us that had been written up on us while we were there, and it said, two loving American mothers spreading a quilt of love and light around the planet.